We have 3 days and literally one working day until our first term November election. Just listening to Kim Abrams just now, and last night, obviously, after the Big Breakfast broadcast election special, I play back our interviews quite often when I go home. It's easier for me to listen while I'm not talking. I play back some conversations from earlier in the week, such as with Helen Ziller, some of my reflections about various parties, and listening back to some of your WhatsApps and the like. Often, and also a community sort of engagement with people who really care about the city and listening to what the concerns are of South Africans. You often ask me who I will vote for. And I push back on that because I don't think it's responsible for me to say so. I'm not trying to overstate my importance, but there might be somebody out there who says, well, Rufila says, and so, and I don't think that's appropriate. I do think you should do your own research, but I'm very open about what I don't like and what I don't think is appropriate. It is clear to me, after interviewing some 20 candidates over this period, and I've now probably had 50 to 60 conversations about the election, about electoral rights, about what is needed. And then, of course, my job on a daily basis is about the problems in the city. I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, what the city needs is a change. A complete overhaul in leadership. Not an adjustment. There are too many systemic issues that come back to the same recalcitrance and resistance to opportunity for a particular group, and that particular group is the less affluent. And that less affluence seems to go along racial lines. We need change. So, I'm going to be straight with you. The two front runners to be your mayor are Brett Herron and Jordan Hill-Lewis. It's the Good Party and it's the DA. Both of them have got their own party problems. I actually happen to like both those gentlemen. They were in the studio yesterday. I have no problem. No matter what Jordan, what positive change he wants to make, and he's done this very smart thing where he's made load shedding his ticket because it's not too politically charged and every person of every race doesn't like load shedding and it makes him do an anti-ANC line without having to say the ANC's name. It's smart, okay? He will not get anything done with the MAKO that is currently in place. The entire Plato pack has to go, in my opinion. We have had enough interviews with each and every one of them. We've heard their voices now for 2 years. And it is nothing but blaming the voter, pushing back on freedom of movement around the country, calling people land invaders, name-calling, pulling me aside for coffees to try and explain to me and tell me to basically hold my back. That's not democratic. And what I'm hearing from a person like Kim Abrams is that whatever that is in that culture is holding that in line. I don't understand why Nora Gross is getting legal fees paid by the city. I don't understand why people who lie about their qualifications get defended by the mayor. But for me, it all points to one culture. So I don't mind. Jordan Hill-Lewis will most likely be our mayor, and I have no qualm with that, but he needs to sweep the whole thing clean. Because there was a power structure and there's a stranglehold on the city that is happening inside that council, in my opinion, and after these many interviews that I've had, that needs to be released. And I feel very strongly about that.